I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Tuesday, November 30th. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man on sexual assault charges. According to a probable cause affidavit on November 20th, an alleged victim was staying at the home of 30-year-old James Flo. The victim states that Flo and her began playing the game Simon Says. James then put a black beanie over the victim's eyes, and Flo stated, "Simon Says, raise your hands and open your mouth." At a later date, the victim told her mother that Flo put a sucker in her mouth. She also said that he touched her private area, and when she could see under the beanie, Flo's pants were undone. The victim also described the sucker to be somewhat soft and had a skin feel to it. She took off the beanie and Flo asked what was wrong. She then responded by pointing at his pants, and he replied that his pants do that sometimes. She stated sometime later, while she was playing a video game, Flo began to grope her. The victim told Flo that she was uncomfortable and he stopped. Later, Flo started tickling her on her knees and armpits. Flo then tickled her on her chest and then tickled her from behind, starting at the top of her underclothes. The victim also states that everyone was gone from the camper when he started doing the, quote, weird things, end quote. On November 23rd, investigators with the Fulton County Sheriff's Office spoke to the victim's mother. The mother stated that she received text messages from Flo's girlfriend. In one of those texts, the girlfriend said, quote, "His zipper kept coming undone yesterday while we were at the store. I had to tell him twice," end quote. Flo's bond was set at $100,000. The Mammoth Spring Police Department reports the arrest of a woman on drug charges. According to a probable cause affidavit, Assistant Police Chief Jamie Turnbow was dispatched to Bethel Avenue in reference to a burglary in process. While en route, Fulton County Dispatch advised Officer Turnbow that 31-year-old Jackie Meyer was observed attempting to break into a house on Bethel Avenue. When Officer Turnbow arrived on the scene, he observed Meyer walking on the roadway. He was familiar with her from past incidents involving her being arrested, and he detained her. He then conducted a pat-down for weapons, which came back clear, but he asked for permission to remove multiple items from her pocket, and she complied. Officer Turnbow removed a wallet-style case from Meyer's pants pocket, which concealed a syringe that contained a reddish-colored liquid and one plastic baggie that contained a white crystalline substance. At a later date, the 16th Drug Task Force tested both items, which produced a positive result for methamphetamine. The substance weighed a total of fewer than 2 grams. Meyer was given a bond of $5,000. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports an accident that injured 2 people on Monday evening. According to crash reports, a 2021 RAV4 driven by 20-year-old Sarah Meisner of Willow Springs traveled westbound on Highway CC at the Howe and Ozark County line. The crash occurred when the vehicle struck a deer and ran off the roadway. The driver, Meisner, and a 2-year-old juvenile were injured in the crash. They were taken by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains for treatment of their minor injuries. MSHP also reports that 9 people were killed in traffic crashes during the Thanksgiving holiday, which began at 6 p.m. on Wednesday to 11:59 p.m. on Sunday. There were no boating crashes or drownings reported. Troopers do report 457 crashes, 114 injuries, 9 fatalities, 125 DWIs, and 72 drug arrests during the holiday period. The 2 local troops had a fatality, which added to the number over the holiday. A 13-year-old from Kabul was killed in a Saturday evening accident. Troop E also reported the death of 59-year-old Rita Overstreet of Donovan after a crash in Butler County. To see the full report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced on Monday that his trade mission to Israel and Greece had been postponed due to the recent travel restrictions amid a rise in the new COVID-19 variant, Omicron. Governor Parson said that they want to respect the travel policies and practices enacted by host countries. He also stated that the trip had been postponed and would be rescheduled. Since the postponement, Governor Parson published a weekly schedule that includes trips to Kansas City and partaking in multiple Christmas tree lighting ceremonies this week. To view that, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. In a press release on Monday, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson stated that United States District Court Judge Matthew Skelt for the Eastern District of Missouri issued a preliminary injunction against the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services mandate, which the Biden administration issued on November 5th. That mandate required most employees, trainees, students, volunteers, and third-party contractors at 15 categories of Medicare and Medicaid certified providers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. And have the first dose administered by no later than December 6th. The governor stated that he is thankful for the ruling issued today. Quote, vaccine mandates are not the appropriate method to increase our vaccination rates, and the decision Monday shows that Arkansas is not alone in this position. My administration will continue to work with the Arkansas Attorney General's office as this case moves forward to trial. End quote. To view the governor's entire statement, find this story on the ECNN News app. Today is Giving Tuesday across the country, and it's an opportunity for those to come together through generosity in all its forms by sharing acts of kindness and providing their voice, time, money, goods, and advocacy to support communities and causes. Ozarks Healthcare is one of the organizations in the Ozarks that uses gifts to serve the health of its community. The Ozarks Healthcare Foundation is organized exclusively for charitable purposes through 501c3. Funds donated to the foundation assist the health system in purchasing new medical technology and equipment. Some of the foundation's latest efforts include purchasing a mobile mammography unit to make life-saving screenings more available to community members. If you're interested in giving to the foundation, call 417-853-5200. We told you on Monday about the Omicron variant that had reached North America, and healthcare physicians are saying that the best defense against the variant is to receive your initial dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, then the booster shot when you're capable. We spoke to Dr. Chris Cochran from Ozarks Healthcare, and he says multiple myths are going around regarding natural immunity.
There is a myth out there that natural immunity is better than vaccinated immunity. That is not what we're seeing. That is just not what we're seeing. We do see protection from people that have been infected with COVID without being vaccinated, but those people are not as safe from death and hospitalization as vaccinated people are. Even if you've had COVID and you get vaccinated, you're safer than if you've had COVID and you're not vaccinated.
Dr. Cochran also said that now is the time to receive the first dose of the vaccine if you haven't already.
We still got 70-80% of people that haven't even gotten one shot. And so the boosters are offered to people who understand that they want their immune system as replete and ready for exposure as they can. There are people that understand that. But for those folks that are still on the fence, the booster is important, but the most important thing is getting that 70 or 80% of the rest of our citizens vaccinated.
For more information, to ask a question, or to schedule your vaccine appointment, call the Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy at 417-256-1793. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Remember to lock your doors and never leave valuables in plain sight. At eCommunications, we care.